It's top and bottom. So, I'm here with Rabia Kuhn. Rabia Kuhn is doing her show at Brighton Fringe. And this is Rabia's first Fringe Festival. How's it going?
Going well. It's been fun just seeing people who I know from London and other artists do their work. And I'm excited to share my work, too, to a live audience.
How is it doing your first series of shows? How do you get ready for doing that kind of, that first walking on stage in front of an audience and not in front of your mates?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question because I've been doing online stuff and a lot of it's just people who know me already who want me to succeed, so they're happy just to be there and support me performing at all. And so yeah, when I'm thinking about going on stage and possibly people I don't know, I'm just thinking, I just have to keep telling myself, well, it made other people laugh, so you'll make these people laugh. But it's just it's a matter of just maybe telling myself the truth or lies, I don't know which.
So, what made you decide that you wanted to go and do comedy?
In general, I've always enjoyed writing and I didn't have the guts to pursue it. So I ended up with an IT career and I set a goal for myself. By the time I turned 40, I had to get on stage once. And so once I did that, it went pretty well that first time and I had rough times after that. But it's just something I love doing. And so I consider it a hobby that I'm pretty serious about, that I care a lot about, that I would like to be more than that. But it was just a matter of, I have a few stories to tell and I want to tell them to people.
Oh, cool. From an outside perspective, when I look at stand-up comedy, I think it's, out of all of the art forms, possibly the most brutal, because you can go out and just get slated by an audience that don't want to hear you, they don't want to laugh, they don't want to know, and you could be brilliant.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that kind of thing when you're not used to that, when you spend all day looking at a keyboard?
I think someone said one day, and I don't know who it is, so I can't credit them, but they said to me, look, when you have a bad night and you bomb, what you have to do for your next performance is go on stage to do your performance. And if you have a great night and everything goes perfectly, what you have to do is go up on stage for your next performance. So either way, the end result's the same. And there are so many factors. It's either you didn't tell your joke properly the way you know it works, or the audience just didn't like you, or the audience all had a bad day, or something happens. Just there could be so many factors that aren't just you. Now, if a joke bombs all the time, then you got to figure that out. But overall, it's just the next step is always the same. You get back on.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
good luck
you.
With your run.
Thanks.
It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
I have no